St. Germanus, who German is named after, was, we're told, appointed by St. Patrick to the See of Sodron Man in 447 AD. There then follows a line of holders of the office until we arrive at Patricia Hillis, the present incumbent. So, the bishop, to vote or not to vote, as she prepared to take up the office, Patricia gave her view.
I think for me, my sense of wanting to serve and serve the whole island is the driver for being here. And how that is expressed, I think, is really important that it's the people who decide. That's what democracy is about, isn't it? And that's what the bishop's role in Tynwald is about, the right of the people to express what their priorities are. So, in terms of an initial reaction, I'm really here to serve. I'm keen to know what people want and how that will be worked out through the processes of Tynwald. I won't be joining anything in Tynwald until November at the earliest, I suspect. So it's for me to listen, I think. But I would love to be able to serve to the fullest part, and for me, being able to vote might mean that people can actually see my contribution and also measure it.
The nature of the bishop's seat in Ledgeco has been talked about and argued for years, but Laurie Hooper's private members bill has made better progress than most. It went through Keys and arrived at the clauses stage in Ledgeco, where it was referred to a three-man committee, which became a two-man committee when Bill Henderson lost his Ledgeco seat. But that was a year ago. Now, if a report isn't submitted to Ledgeco before December, this bill will fail. Something that concerns its mover, Laurie Hooper.
I was quite surprised, actually, when this bill went to committee at the stage that it did, especially now that it's been over a year since they had the committee. And as far as I remember, they haven't gone out and taken any evidence. There's been no evidence sessions. They haven't they've lost a member and haven't replaced him. It feels like the idea behind sending it to a committee was to kick this very much into the long grass. And like I said, I've not seen or heard anything in terms of any movement from Ledgeco or from the committee on this since it was sent to the committee back in July last year, wasn't it, I think?
We'll inquire of the committee members as to what is happening. But we're rapidly going through the summer. Before you know it, we'll be in September and a year to go to the election. Is it likely to be, as you say, put in the long grass anyway, with people saying, but the election's more important, we've got to consider major issues?
Well, it's an interesting one, really, because, I mean, the bill will time out at some point. You know, if Ledgeco sit on it for long enough, it will time out. That's just the way of things. And then it will be a question as to whether or not it's an important enough piece of legislation to actually bring back to the Keys and ask them, do they want to take it forward, irrespective of Ledgeco's views. I don't think we'll get there. I think Ledgeco will do their job and bring the bill back. I mean, it would be quite a failure, I think, on the part of Ledgeco as a branch if they don't at least finish the bill. Like, if they don't want the bill, absolutely fine, vote against it and close it down, you know. Don't send it off into a committee that doesn't seem to be doing anything. That really does feel like a cul-de-sac for some reason. I don't really understand the thinking behind that. Because normally you send a bill to a committee when it needs to be examined in detail, where you need to take evidence and perspectives, and neither of those things seem to have happened. So I'm really unclear why they did that in the first place, unless it was, of course, like you say, to kick it out into the long grass and just hope it goes away as an issue. But I don't think it will. I think there's always these kind of things burning along in the background. And let's face it, Legislative Council are not exactly overloaded with public business at the moment. The amount of time they've actually sat this year, they've got plenty of time and space to deal with this small bill, as well as anything else that might be coming up in the next year. And that's something that does worry me a little bit, because there should be quite a lot of legislative business coming up next year.
On the now two-man committee is Rob Mercer, MLC, and Paul Crane, who I spoke to, about when this vital report from his committee would be forthcoming.
It's absolutely going to appear, yes. There's no attempt to hold it up at all. It was a three-man committee until Bill Henderson left. And, the two of us have continued. We just had a couple of meetings. It's a report being written at the moment. We saw a draft of it, and that's being amended. I'm expecting a meeting in early September to look at that. Hugely aware that there's a number of areas the report has looked at that haven't been looked at so far. So in particular, the report's been picking up on the idea of the length of time we've had a bishop, and picking up on the idea that the bishops are not a simple appointment from off island. You know, there's been quite an involvement of a local group in identifying the characteristics they wanted in the bishop and so on. So, that's been part of the picture. We've perhaps been slowed down a little bit by the personal events in the life of the bishop, and it would have been inappropriate to try and push that too fast. But there's no attempt to delay it. It certainly will not run out of time in December. I checked on that a couple of months ago just to see where we were at with that and what the time schedule on that was. But yes, there's no question of it running out of time.